All right, Christopher, I think we should start with a high five right here. I love to always start with fun stuff. It's the Distant Homeland Podcast.
I don't know if that'll
be it, but there will be a jingle.
Maybe we'll have a vote, like a poll.
We'll do a poll. Like, I think we need to find out what the jingle would sound like, because we're talking about some pretty cool stuff.
Or if somebody has a good idea and they want to send one in, or...
Yes. Oh, man, that would be helpful. I would love some help with getting a jingle, because the musicality has not quite come out of me yet, but I would like to write that jingle if I could. I can't. So we are going to be talking about some awesome stuff. Communication is my life. I love learning how to communicate better. I love working with audiences. I love working with people. I love conversation. I love connecting with people. I know you're the same way, Christopher. We have kind of a different usage. You use it in your life. I use it in my life. And you have a different understanding of kind of where you got some of how you are and who you are. And that's really interesting to me. We talked about it on our previous podcast. If you haven't heard it yet, go back and listen. Leave us a review and also give us a comment. Let us know what you liked about it. We've got some good feedback. I heard a lot of good things about Christopher's voice being very easy to listen to. And someone said that our voices sounded like audible hugs.
And everybody loves hugs.
Yes, everybody loves hugs. And to get a hug through a podcast, and you know, it's really what we're after. But we talked last time about you coming to this awareness of who, what, and where Christopher Holmes came from, what you are. And I would love to talk more about that moment, man. Like, tell me, first of all, what that means. To use the word alien, I think, is going to be foreign, because you do not look like an Area 51 type thing. You just look like a completely normal, handsome human being. And so what does that mean, first of all? What is an alien? And then let's talk about that moment where you came to this awareness of, this is what I feel I am, or... I'll let you talk.
Well, so this this vessel, this flesh vessel or flesh pod, we want to call it, is, I mean, it is, it's from Earth, so that part is, you know, is earthly matter, but the energy inside me is not from this planet and or relatable to, you know, a lot of energies from this planet.
Dude, that's a trip right there, I gotta tell you. Like, you're saying that your energy is from another place than Earth.
It's like it's been transferred. It's transferred from, you know, long far away in the same galaxy. I mean, you know, my home planet, it is part of the Milky Way galaxy.
Okay. But I'm not laughing. I'm not, okay? I am with you, and you know that, right?
Yes, it does sound ludicrous. I know that, you know, when I try to talk about this to people, it's hard for me to even keep a straight face, because I know that sometimes people just want to, you know, go, you're crazy.
Didn't they do like a birthday at your thing with the...
Well, so when I did, yes, my I call it the my anniversary of my arrival.
Ah.
Because, you know, I was under the impression that I don't feel my earthling age. I feel very old. I feel ancient.
Have people told you that before? Like, you have like an old soul? I've had people tell me I have an old soul. I don't really know what that means.
But. I've heard old soul, but you know, it's funny, because we go about age is, I feel, very taboo, at least in this country, it seems to me. A lot of people want to stay young. Everybody, you know, tries to, how old are you? 32, when it's like they're really 42, or, you know, there's that whole age thing. And I've never been one that has tried to stay younger. I always sort of raise it up, and, you know, I'll tell people I'm 55 or 68, and people are like, no, you're not. You're lying. And because the funny thing is, you get this good reaction of how good you look. Like, oh my God, you look so great for 68. And of course, I usually will tell them, you know, I'm lying. But it's that good energy that comes from that praise of, like, man, how did you, you know, stay so young looking?
So you had this, so age is different, it sounds like, on your planet.
Well, I thought I was 120 years old is what my, you know, brain feels like, in this 42-year-old flesh vessel.
Huh.
Because that's all
meat bag.
The meat bag, the 42-year-old meat bag. And on it was funny because on my anniversary of my arrival date, I was talking to one of my customers, and you know, she asked how old I was, and I told her 120, and she's like, "No, you're thousands of years old," which sort of it was weird because it like something popped off in my head, and I'm like, "Oh my God, she's right." It's like I wish I'm actually having energy work done with her tomorrow night, but when she had told me that, it's just weird because it was. I'm like I was sort of able to take a moment, and then after that, it's been a few days now since that anniversary day, but I've thought more and more about certain things that I've experienced, and I...
Now, when you say experienced, are you saying experienced previously, like in a different life, or are you saying previously now?
In my brain. In your brain. I feel like in the thoughts that have come, or, you know, certain...
So give me an example of what you mean, because I would love to know what that means.
Well, I don't know if you've ever... You go out, your day-to-day, and or even certain situations where you meet somebody for the first time.
Yeah.
And when you meet this person, there's something that resonates, an energy that resonates. It's like, yeah. I know you. How do I know you? We've never met before. You're from a different, and they are from a different state, or you really have never met, but there is something that connects you for some weird, weird reason. Yeah. You feel very comfortable around them. You gravitate to them. Almost when whatever the interaction you've had, you want to continue to either, you know, fuel that connection with, you know, try to make excuses without being creepy.
No, but do people tell you that? Do people tell you you're that type of person often? Do they come and say, "Oh, I feel like I know you"? Or...
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time. Sometimes it's because, you know, from the past, what I've tried to, you know, past meaning like in the last 20 years, not thousands of years, but you know, jobs I've had in the
in
community.
Your life, you've run into them or something.
But I feel like my brain can't keep up with all of those connections because sometimes I'm like, I have no idea. And I feel like that's...
Do you feel that when they say that, when they talk to you and they go, "Man, you seem..." Do you like immediately feel the same thing, or do you go, "I don't really resonate"?
It depends. It depends on what point in life they came to me or we first met. Because there are definitely certain... there's on my timeline right now, there are moments where it's like, that's my purgatory moment. Or, yeah. Oh, God, that
Gosh,
was hell.
I have those, dude. I have those. That's like, I think you and I were talking about this before we started. And it's funny because, you know, we have an intention with this podcast. You know, we really both have a message, I think, to share where we really genuinely just want to help people. That's the intent here, is to help people communicate better, to understand their situation, understand why they feel the way they feel. You know, podcasts are great for us to just relate to people that will admit to their crap. And I got purgatory, bro. I got a ton of that stuff in my past. And plenty of it I'll admit to. Plenty of it I won't necessarily, because it's still challenging for me to battle, you know. And I want to believe in myself as a human being good and stuff. And when people hear certain things about you, you're sometimes immediately afraid of what they might think of you, you know. And that's part of the reason I think I felt out of place, is just I've had enough mistakes, man. I've made enough big mistakes in my life to kind of doubt myself and fear myself, and maybe even sometimes let other people make me feel inferior because of my problems. My choices, you know, some of the things that I've done or whatever, or areas of my life that I, you know, have wanted to develop. So for me, I really hope that this is a podcast where we don't have to talk about purgatory to still have people go, these guys have been through some stuff and they genuinely want to help us. I know that's how you are. I've said that from the very beginning about you. I had that moment, like that moment when I met you, where I was like immediately comfortable, you know. And I've read in multiple books about how that moment, like people try to frame that and try and figure out what that means. And I don't fully know what that means. I do feel like there is some cosmic connection, you know. And so, I'm always grateful when someone does say that and go, I feel like I know you, because I go, oh man, maybe my energy is good enough. You know, maybe my energy is good and it's helping them.
It is.
So one of the things that, you know, that I wanted to get back to, so you get this anniversary. So tell me, like, it's an anniversary of something. Like, you came to an awareness. Like, how did you come to an awareness? And we do have a short time, but, like, maybe 5 minutes. If you could explain in the next 5 minutes, kind of what it was like to come to this discovery. Like, was there a specific point where you realized this is who I am or this is where I'm from?
Well, part of me, I don't know if I'm supposed to know, maybe, that, you know, where I am feeling where I've come from, but I know that I feel like that.
It's hard sometimes when you're from another planet to put the words together to explain what you're feeling.
It is, without seeming, you know, like the Area 51 cuckoo.
you have to sit there and try and formulate your words.
Like I said, I could go on and I could, you know, ramble about all sorts of whatevers. But then, like I said, I do joke with some customers that work at the state hospital that one of these days that they're going to, you know, be taking care of me in the state hospital, and to please be kind to me.
I think our understanding of mental health now compared to what it once was is strong enough to look at you and go, this guy is a fully functioning human being. He's doing I sat at your coffee shop. I'm just going to brag on you for a minute. I sat at your coffee shop the other day, and I told you, I said, Christopher, before I leave here, I'm gonna publish our podcast. And I did. It took me 20 minutes, you know. I was so excited that it was done. But I remember sitting there for probably about 40 minutes and listening. I was working, but I was listening. And everyone that came through the drive-thru and everyone that came up was just met with such love by you. And they left feeling loved. And that trickle effect is what we talked about on our last podcast, of just our ability to impact one human being just today at the drive-thru of my coffee shop. That's something that you hold. And I think that's the foreign part that you feel a little bit different about, because I don't know that everybody's that intentional with how much they care about others. And you have been.
And I think part of the thing I think that helped inspire that is I tried to, and I feel like I still try to, put myself in somebody's shoes. You know, I try to imagine what it's like if I was this person going into a different coffee shop, or if I think about even, you know, situations, if my mother was to go into a store, how would I want that person to be received? How would I want, you know, if I thought my mother went into a place and the people were so cruel or, you know, belittling, I mean, the pain that, you know, how embarrassed she might feel. And it's like that kind of stuff helped me, I think, sort of be more open to, you know.
That's beautiful, dude.
Well, just being able to love and be compassionate to people. I feel like part of my little mantra I always say is, like, everybody is worth knowing. Maybe once I get to know somebody, it's maybe not something I wanted to know about them, but I feel like everybody at least is worth knowing, getting to know. And then from whatever we get to know, maybe we find things we don't want to know. But like I said, I think everybody at least should has that opportunity.
Yeah. Is that something that you feel like you brought from somewhere else?
I do feel like my, because I will not use the word unconditional, but I feel like forgiving or having an understanding of trying to, everybody that comes in, regardless of anger, if, you know, deflected to me about whatever's going on through the day, I come from an understanding point of view, and I don't judge them according to what our first interaction is.
Yeah.
And I do think that that's not something that's found here on this planet, just trying to be an understanding person to everybody's you know, situation. Mm-hmm. And every situation is different. So being able to interact with A, B, C, and D, and all of them being different, and relating to each one, I do think that was something that's a power that's come from a different place.
Yeah, and you told me this earlier, because I'm so interested to find out more about this planet, and I want to learn, like, what it is about. Like, you said that there, you learned how, I don't know if you said that there was, it was either empathy or love that you learned how to do unconditionally or something like that. Can you explain that?
I try not to use unconditional because I don't, as this person or this representation of life on this planet, I don't believe that unconditional is a possible thing. You know, I don't think there's any creature in existence, my own opinion, there's on this earth, just because I feel like unconditional is a misused word. I feel like the true definition of unconditional, it doesn't really mean, because I feel like everybody...
Well, it seems like a very, very backwards way to explain love, unconditional love. You should be able to just say love without the unconditional part.
Well, I mean, you know how, with people, because I feel like parents will get angry at their children. You know, maybe a child will call, you know, their mother a name, and the mother, you know, is upset by it or is resentful. Certain things, even though she loves that child, but I think that's where the unconditional gets, because we all love each other.
Yeah.
But I feel like that word is used, and it should not, it should sort of be nixed from the dictionary, because I don't think it's a true, my own.
Yeah, no, I like your opinion. I think the word unconditional, I think the word love already says unconditional. It should, at least, in the word itself. But, you know, whatever. So, because I hear unconditional love all the time, and it's kind of like servant leader. It's like, shouldn't a leader serve? So why are we calling him a servant leader? It just seems backwards. It just seems like you could just say leader.
Like redundant.
Yeah, it's very, redundant's a better word. Backwards is not the right word. Redundant. It's a redundant way to say it. So, but you say, you know, in Kat Kura.
I feel like on that planet, part of the power that that we have is to love purely, is what I like to call it, or love freely, and it literally just, I feel like there's no barrier as to, like, you know, I love this person because of this, and I mean, it's not necessarily a deep emotional love, but it's just...
So why was that possible on that planet, and it's not here yet?
I feel it because we're not, there's... that's a good question. I feel like there's
still... First of all, maybe I should have asked the question differently. Is it possible for our planet to do that here?
Absolutely.
Like, really?
I do. I feel like that eventually it will get to that point. I feel when everybody sort of with certain, a timeline, you know, comes to certain realizations or experiences certain things in their own life that possibly will awaken that love or need or desire to... sort of share love with others, regardless of knowing somebody. I do think that that is a possible...
So you don't have a doomsday mentality of that's where our planet's going. You have a happy's day mentality of it can eventually be there.
That's what I would love for it to be. I mean, I feel like that...
Is it possible is my question.
I do. I believe it is possible.
Good.
I want it to be possible.
Oh, man, I want it to be possible too, man. That sounds like a beautiful place to live. And your planet, can I call it that? Is that okay?
Because I know it's, I was trying to, this is my, like, even my own journey. There's still certain things that I'm discovering.
Well, Earth is my planet. Like, you know, so if somebody from another planet asked me where I was from, I'd say I'm from Earth. And they'd say, your planet's Earth. I'd say, yes. So if I said your planet's Kat Kura, would you say?
It's hard because I feel like Earth has two different meanings. I mean, you have like Earth as what this planet is. And then Earth is what the planet is made of, you know, like the dirt and whatever not. And so it's bizarre to me because you know how like that's, it's almost like the two different things. So when I talk about my planet, it, I like to call it my celestial sphere, or my divine orb. I don't know, something like that.
So, did you live before Kat Kura? Were you on a different planet before Kat Kura?
I only know Kat Kura to be my home, like my birth.
Okay.
My
birth. And you said 120 years, but someone recently said maybe even longer than that. So, are you discovering more and more about what your origin really is?
I am.
And how are you discovering more about that? Like, what's helping you discover more about that?
The funny thing is, I feel like people, whether different, like, I mean, you, for instance, you know, you're awakening, you're drawing certain things out. The experience I'm going to have tomorrow with this individual who does energy work, is already sort of made certain comments in the sense of like how old my energy is. Things where I've come from, you know, talked about, and again, kooky, ookie pookie. But I mean, she, you know,
stop
she said,
rounding the edges,
she said
dude.
My, she believed, words. She said that, you know, the previous, the life, my life before this, I probably was, you know, as
a what?
A woman. Which, I mean, see, and then when she said that, it just, it hit me in a way. It's like, oh my gosh, that makes so much more sense to me.
Christopher, if people knew you, they would definitely say there's some
well, if you,
womanly characteristics that come out, and that's a positive thing. I don't mean that in
well,
any way.
Well, see, I had like, my sister brought these for my anniversary arrival.
Oh man, I wish
these are my readers, because my old eyes, I know, and I wear them, and everybody loves them, because they're big, my big cat eye. But I just, you know. Most earthling men probably would never wear this.
No, and not comfortably.
Not comfortably.
Yeah.
But I love them.
I love how comfortable you are with yourself. And I love how comfortable I feel around you. And I think everybody can feel that same way. I don't know anyone really. I don't know your whole social circle, but I don't know anyone who doesn't feel that way about you. It's like you're a very comfortable person to be with. So I'm grateful that I get the opportunity to be on this thing with you, man. Ready to learn more. Next week, I don't even know what we're going to talk about. I really want to learn about the planet, and I want to learn the origin. You've told me a little bit about it, and I heard it, and it was like, that sounds very, very interesting and very believable comparatively. Like, if we look at what, you know, our belief systems and structures really are, a lot of our belief systems are going to have a lot of faith in them. And, you know, it sounds like you have a lot of faith. And I think that's a powerful tool to learn from. So thank you for sharing it.
Well, I was going to say, it's going to be, I mean, this is as much of a journey for you as it's going to be for me. I mean, that you're, you know, helping me and guide me.
I like you said I was your cosmic shepherd, and I was like helping you gather.
Oh,
some of
I'm telling you, like earlier, you bring things out that I've not, you know, dealt with or come to terms with.
Yeah,
and I feel the same. Yeah, I think it's going to help me on this journey.
Yeah. Oh man, this is fun. So, thank you again for everyone who listened in. Next week, I have no idea what we're going to talk about, but I'm sure it'll have to do with cosmos. It will have to do with communicating, and it will have to do with becoming a better person, because I feel like that's kind of what our game plan is here, is to talk about this, first of all, the Earth that we're on now, and kind of how we interact as human beings, and how some of us maybe feel a little bit more at place, more at home than others, and you know, how there are messages that are out there that are ready to be shared with us, that they come through human beings. This is the normal process that's happened from, you know, from all the recorded history. Human beings bring to light powerful messages. And I'm very, very excited to be sitting, you know, down with a human being who has an energy from another place that's going to be sharing some powerful stuff. So thank you once again. Listen in next time, and we are going to have a Facebook page very soon. So anyone want to help with that, that would be fantastic as well. So thank you guys for listening. Anything to say before we leave, Christopher?
Just thanks, Robbie. You're an amazing man.
Later, guys.